Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God, or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ, who is the only way that we can know God and please God and live for God and be members of God's family. So very important. Bianca, welcome to you. Jay, it's good to have you listening. Hello to Emily and Timothy. I think you've grown a little bit. Oh, you sweet kid. Jennifer, Christina, Aaron, Katie, Isaac, and Rebecca. Welcome to you, kiddos. And I like this picture in the tent of Andrew, Joy, Grace, Luke, Nathaniel, and Noah. Kiddos, thank you so very much for sending this in. Hello to Meredith and Dad TR. It's a blessing to have you listening. And speaking of pictures, thank you to Stephanie, Stevie, Shell, Jonathan, Lindy, and sweet little Josiah. Oh, little Josiah is getting bigger by the moment, it seems like. And hello to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, God has promised a beautiful land to His people, the Israelites. When they send a dozen spies to check it out, though, 10 of them give bad reports. But what about the last two, and what happens? You can learn more about this during Bible time in just a few minutes. Bible-based and Christ-centered radio for little people and their families. This is We Kids. The gospel is shining brightly through this one. And if you're a Christian, one of the best things you can do is
stand up.
Yes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name, the psalmist writes in Psalm 103. And so the music begins during We Kids. A good way to get started. But what does it mean to bless the Lord? Oh, to say good things about. To say, I love you, Lord. To say, I know you, God. And in the New Testament, the Bible is very clear that the only way we can know God is by coming to Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. Can you be good enough to please God so that He'll let you into His family? No, no, no. The only way to please God and to get away from that slavery to sin is to ask Jesus Christ, who is God, who is the one who died on the cross in your place and my place, to ask Jesus to come into your heart and wash that heart clean with His own blood. That's the only way for sin-sick sinners, people like you and me, all of us, the only way to please God, to bless God, is by coming to Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. And now you know. David the Giant Killer blessed God a lot.
I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant.
It's true.
I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'll I'll swing my slingshot round and round, knock that giant to the ground. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'm gonna waste that giant who dares to be defiant against the mighty armies of the living God. How dare he speak so boldly and threaten us so coldly? We are the mighty armies of the living God. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'll swing my slingshot round and round and knock that giant to the ground. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. No matter how ferocious or even how precocious is the giant who is standing in our way, I'm not afraid to face him. I know that I can ace him, because I'm sure that God will give me victory today. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'll swing my slingshot round and round and knock that giant to the ground. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'll swing my slingshot round and round and knock that giant to the ground. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant. I'm gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant, gonna fight a giant.
And if you know the Old Testament account, David fought the giant and he won. By the grace of God and the guidance of God, helping that little stone to go right into the forehead of the giant. But that's another Bible time. Today's account is based on Numbers chapter 14, the first 9 verses or so. This is about Joshua and Caleb's report. You might remember God's people, the Israelites, were heading for the land God promised them. A beautiful land. But 10 of their spies gave bad reports about the land they had explored, and this frightened the Israelites. Part of those bad reports had to do with great, big giants. That night, all the people in the camp began crying loudly. All the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron, their leaders. All the people said to them, "We should have died in Egypt, or we should have died in the desert. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land? We will be killed with swords. Our wives and children will be taken away. We would be better off going back to Egypt." They said to each other, "Let's get a leader and go back to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron bowed face down in front of the Israelites gathered there. Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, were among those who had explored the land. They tore their clothes. They said to all of the Israelites, "The land we went to explore is very good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land. He will give us that land where much food grows. Don't turn against God. Don't be afraid of the people in that land. We will chew them up. They have no protection, but we have the Lord, so don't be afraid of them." Oh, youngster, who is right? It just so happens to be the 2, not the 10. And a good verse to remember, Joshua 1:8. God says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
Moses sent 12 men to spy the promised land. Joshua and Caleb and 10 strong men. The land was full of milk and honey, grapes the size of tangerines. Cities full of giants who were big and mean.
Big.
Thank you.
could those 10 men forget the way that God saves Pharaoh and his armies lie beneath the waves? The fire leads by night, and the cloud leads us by day. God has never failed to show the way.
Oh, it always seems like there's a frightening situation in life. There's a giant someplace, and yet God is faithful. Just remember that, youngster. Has God ever failed you? Has God ever failed anybody? Mom? Dad? Uncle? Aunt? Grandpa and Grandma? No. People get themselves into trouble. But God is absolutely faithful, and He will care for us. He will love us. He will provide for us. He will protect us no matter what. Just stay in tune with Him. That means don't try to sin and then expect God's protection. No. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids, and now it's time for our wonderful Wee Kids March. Michael, John, and Neil, you guys looking forward to marching today. John, I'm picking you as march leader. Heather, how would you like to be head of Robert and Bethany in this household here? Meredith, been waiting for your name, dear. You're picked by Mr. Nick. Papa TR, are you going to be following today? And Meredith, you're such a good march leader, too. Carissa, you're march leader over here. Davian, I'm picking you as march leader over here. Shell, how would you like to be ahead of Stevie, Stephanie, Jonathan, Lindy, and Josiah? Look at all these smiling kids in this family. Luke, you're march leader over here, ahead of Andrew, Joy, Grace, Nathaniel, and Noah. I like this tent picture. And finally, Bethany, you're ahead of Isaac, Rebecca, and Joanna. Mama, Papa, help me out, please. As you know, I'd love to go through all these names, but because of time, I just can't. So if I have not picked a march leader yet, please help me out by picking a march leader in your household. Thank you. These are the rules. And believe me, this is a fun time. Everybody gets to do this. Rule number one, during our wonderful Wee Kids March, you have to keep your feet in time with the music. Knees up high is rule number two. Number three, if you're a big marcher, Papa, you're listening. Please watch out for little marchers. And number four, of course, how could I forget the trombone players? Be sure to watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Good start. Hello, Caleb. I like that biblical name. Here comes Joshua. Boy, this is right in time with the Bible time today. Jay, good to have you marching. Here comes Meredith, all smiles. Hello, Justine. And JC, not to be forgotten. Here comes Ashley. And Alyssa. And Anthony. And Angelica. The A-Kids marching in style today. Hello, Michael. Hello, John. Hello, Neil. John, are you leading or following or what's going on here? Laura, good marching. Here comes Bethany out in front ahead of Rebecca, Isaac, and Joanna. Good marching, dear. Katie, good marching. Here comes Abigail, Ben, Rachel, and Josiah. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left, you right, you left. Hello, Derek. Hello, Jasmine. Mallory, good marching. Andrew and Samantha, excellent marching. Yaquira, hello to you. Ariel, good marching. All right, we're going to turn this thing around to the rear. March. The other way, Emily. The other way, Nancy. Johnny and Sarah, other direction. Yeah, we're marching backward. I mean, the other direction. Hello, Elliot. Cora Beth, Good Marching, Hello Evan, and Grace and Amos, John Philip, Gabriel, Good Marching, Here Comes Thomas, and Kevin, and Will, and Autumn Joy. Come on, Mama, come on, Papa, you can do this too. This is big people style marching too. All the way to the end now. Justine, all the way to the end of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Keep marching. Serena, Philip, Carol, and Lena, good marching. Tina and Jennifer, you can make it all the way during our wonderful Wee Kids March. Oh, you kids are great marchers, and you may be seated.
Class!
Lady!
Have you found it difficult to plant within your mind the books of the Old Testament from 1 to 39? I have found a method that is sure to make you wise. All you have to do is rhapsodize. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, and Samuel, 1 and 2, not 3, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, the Psalms, and Proverbs.
Don't forget the Proverbs.
Nor Ecclesiastes, nor the Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, and Obadiah.
Obadiah wrote a book just one chapter long.
Jonah
was swallowed by a large fish.
Micah
by Tarshish.
Nahum and Habakkuk. Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. If you want to learn the name of each and every book, then open up your Bible to the front and take a look. There you'll find in black and white the lyrics to this song. All you have to do is sing along.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy.
Joshua, Judges, Ruth, and Samuel, 1 and 2, not 3.
Don't forget the Proverbs.
Never.
Nor Ecclesiastes, nor the Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations,
Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, and Obadiah.
Obadiah wrote a book just one chapter long.
Jonah,
Micah,
Nahum,
good idea to learn the word as well as the names of the books in the word. Old Testament Rhapsody, that's called. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids and...
Mr. Nick.
Hello, Nicky.
Mr. Nick, have you said anything about the Wee Kids website?
Not today.
Well, don't forget, weekids.org is cool.
Cool?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Little listener, remember to visit weekids.org, that's weekids.org, the next time Mom or Dad is helping you online.
And the kids can listen to Wee Kids just by clicking on a date.
Nikki, they're listening right now.
But what if kids want to march again? And there's pictures, too.
You're pretty good with this high-tech stuff, Nikki.
Just point and click.
Yeah, right.
Bye, Mr. Nick.
Bye, Nikki. Yes, it's true. WeeKids.org is a fun, kid-friendly, kid-safe place to visit online. There is some bad stuff out there, and that's why I say, youngster, you need Mom or Dad to help you with this. But when you get to WeeKids.org, you will be happy you have visited.
I thank you, Lord, for my fuzzy, rosy hair. But I just thank you, Bud, for making me, me.
'Cause you gave me a heart, and you gave me a smile. You gave me Jesus, and you made me your child. And I just thank you, Bud, for making me, me. 'Cause you gave me a heart, and you gave me a smile. You gave me
There's nobody else quite like you, youngster, and you are handmade by God. Be sure to thank Him. And remember at the beginning of the program we were talking about praising God? Psalm 148 says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels."
Praise the Lord.
Psalm 148, Praise the Lord. And speaking of Bible verses, do you remember today's Bible time? Based on Numbers chapter 14, remember Joshua and Caleb's report, a good report about moving into the promised land that God had promised to His people? But that was against 10 of the spies who were sent in and who were afraid. No, they said, those big giants are going to get us. Here's the good verse to remember. Joshua 1:8 says, "And these are the words of God Himself, good for today as well as then. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And if you're a child of the King, praising God, blessing His holy name comes naturally. That's the way it is for me, and that's why I really enjoy gathering you kids together like this for We Kids. Oh, is this my ride? It's coming in a little bit fast here. Easy does it. Easy does it. Slow it up over there. Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness. They got to be careful with this. I wonder if this thing's still going to be able to run. A little person. Thanks. And he's leaving. Amazing that that thing could still fly. What is this? Let me open this thing. And it looks like a little note. It says, "Mr. Nick, wekids.org is a cool website. Enjoy your walk." Oh, no. I thought that was my ride. Kiddo, until next time, remember, God loves you, and I love you, too. I truly, duly do. See you around, huh?